Welcome back to the Power Hour. Karen Cataline happily filling in for Daniel Brigman here on the Power Hour. A couple of little housekeeping things. We have our wonderful guest, Trevor Loudon, on the line, ready to talk to us. It is an auspicious time in my life that Spouting Off is expanding to two more days a week. The flagship program airs Friday live. Live call-in talk radio, Spouting Off, Fridays, 2 p.m. At KarenCataline.com. You can access the program there. And then, of course, it goes everywhere. But on a new network, WSMN in New Hampshire, of all places, and a wonderful, we are starting Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And it will also be live call-in talk radio. And all you got to do is go to www.KarenCataline.com. The last name spelled KATALINE.com. In fact, it's so new, we're still putting up the new banner with the new dates and the new times. So that's what's happening. And on the line with us is someone that I tend to quote frequently because people do not want to report what he has to tell us. Trevor Loudon is a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist, and blogger. Loudon is the author of three self-published books on U.S. politics, and they are big ones. And he was featured in a 2016 documentary entitled The Enemies Within, which you can get on Amazon Prime right now. He also writes for the Epoch Times. He is proprietor, editor-in-chief of TrevorLoudon.com. Welcome to the Power Hour, Trevor Loudon. So good to talk to you.
Hey, it's great to be on, Karen. Thanks for having me.
You know, if I write down, if I say all the stuff that you are up to and you do, we will never have time to chat. So I had to cut it short. Well, I mean, you're too modest. But here's the amazing thing. You are one of the few people that actually does investigative journalism anymore. The mainstream media doesn't do it. That's for darn sure. And when there is information uncovered by investigative and researchers like yourself, investigative journalists, they refuse to report it. So one of the things that I am fond of quoting, even when Daniel Brigman has me on as a guest, I often try to mention you, Trevor Loudon, as having identified Kamala Harris as a red diaper baby. When I was talking to you offline, you said, oh, she's so much more than that. So I'm going to give you some time to lay it out for us because many people think Kamala Harris would end up, God forbid, president of the United States through the back door if Biden were to be elected.
Well, she's one heartbeat. If he was elected, she'd be one heartbeat or three or four brain cells away from becoming the president. You know, that's how close it would be. She was always intended to be the president. She's Obama's third term. The same Marxists who gave us Obama are the same people that gave us Kamala Harris and almost elected Stacey Abrams to the governorship of Georgia in 2018 and Andrew Gillum, another Marxist, to the governorship of Florida that year as well. So she's been involved with Marxists her entire life. But you're talking about a red diaper baby. Her parents, Shyamala Gopalan and Don Harris, well, he was a Jamaican economist. She was an Indian cancer researcher. They were both members of the Afro-American Association in Berkeley in the 60s. That was a group that supported Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. And two members of that group split off to form the Black Panther Party, the pro-Chinese communist Maoist terrorist Black Panther Party and the model for today's Black Lives Matter. And Don Harris was, he was recruited to Stanford University in 1975 to their economics department as an affirmative action Marxist, meaning they didn't have enough Marxists on the staff at that time, so they recruited the best Marxist they could in Don Harris. He was an open Marxist. There was nothing covert about it. But, you know, Kamala's earliest memories are being, you know, walked around in her stroller to various rallies and communist meetings all over the Bay Area as a toddler.
Well, you know, Trevor, when Kamala Harris bombed as a presidential candidate, I knew then, not only from talking to you, but recognizing the constant identity politics, that's really the reason Obama got elected, to be the first black president. So it only made sense that they needed a first black female president, regardless of the phony credentials. That's what they do. They truly do trade on the most ignorant among us. Now, what do you say to people who say, you know what, you know, there are people who would laugh at you right now with the little spouting off that you did for 2 minutes there or so. They would laugh at you and they would say, you know, you are just paranoid that everybody's a communist, everybody's a Marxist, and yet it's all around us in plain sight. What do you tell those people?
Well, we're in the middle of a communist revolution right now. The Black Lives Matter, which is supported by communist China, is a front group for Liberation Road, a pro-Chinese communist party. It's burning cities all over America. You've got the Democratic Party working hand in glove with Democratic Socialists of America, Liberation Road, and Communist Party USA, and working hand in glove with Communist China, including the top leaders. Look, the revolution is all around us. If you can't see it, that's not my problem.
But, yeah, you know, that's true.
You know, that's your problem. But look, there's a whole bunch more on Kamala Harris to come out, you know, her whole
Please,
life.
Please go right ahead. We've got life. Time, you know, we got a little bit of time, so do tell
us.
Well,
I'll give you a bit of a rundown. You know, she was a student radical herself at Howard University, hung around with the leftists. Her sister was involved in Maoist circles at Stanford, her sister Maya. But when she came back to San Francisco to start a political career, she hooked up with Willie Brown, who became mayor of San Francisco. And it was a bit of a scandal at the time because she was about 30, he was about 60. You know, still technically married, though separated for some years. And people have commented on that because he gave her a couple of sweetheart jobs that earned her about $400,000 over about 5 years for going to a couple of meetings a month, you know, that sort of thing. But nobody talks about the fact that Willie Brown is a communist. You know, he has always worked with the Communist Party USA. He was part of the same, he worked in the same Communist Party circles that Senator Dianne Feinstein was in as a young woman. And he was elected by people like Carlton Goodlett of the Communist Party and the famous Hallinan family of San Francisco. They got him elected, all Communist Party members. And even after his affair with Kamala Harris, he was still putting his name on, you know, Communist Party, sponsoring Communist Party events in the Bay Area. You know, as the mayor of San Francisco. And today, he and Dianne Feinstein are basically Communist China's best friends in the Bay Area.
And it's a lot less difficult to believe now than it might have been 5, 10, 20 years ago. And you probably could have done the same research. You know what, Trevor? There's a question I've been dying to ask. I didn't know who to ask. Trevor, you're the lucky guy to ask this question.
Yeah, okay, Karen.
All right, so it seems clear, if you just look at the activities rather than the history and research that you have, that the Chinese-backed BLM and all the things that you mentioned, how do I put this, seem to have been trying to implicate Russia since... What's the real relationship, in your opinion, between Russia and China, both communist countries, but the But the narratives against Russia, oh, that, I mean, even though Biden is clearly doing business with Ukraine, oh, they dying to smear Donald Trump with Russia. Notice they didn't want to ever smear him with China. So what's going on behind the scenes between these two supposed, well, in one case, definitely.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. And you've got to realize that Biden was working with the pro-Russian faction of the Ukraine, not the pro-American faction of the Ukraine. Biden has worked in the interest of Moscow since 1972. He would be one of the biggest traitors that's ever served in the U.S. Senate. Right up there with John Kerry and Ted Kennedy. And, but anyway, so what the situation with Russia and China, they are both allies in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is like the old Warsaw Pact, but only bigger. It's a political, military, and economic alliance. 2 years ago, they held the world's biggest joint nukes. China has the soldiers and the economic dynamism, economic punch. They are working together, very, very closely together. North Korea is their puppet. Iran is their puppet. Venezuela is their puppet. Cuba is their puppet. And basically China is doing its best to bring America to its knees by A, spreading the COVID, which they deliberately did, and B, burning American cities, all timed for election year. This is all completely timed for this year. There was no accident about it. While Russia is sort of playing a double game, Russia's quite clever here. The American communists still support Russia. Because they understand that the Russian Communist Party, the KGB, is still basically on their side. It's on the side of China. It's on the side of Cuba. It's on the side of Venezuela, and still supports communist movements around the world. You know, in 2017, Putin keynoted a speech, an event in Sochi, Russia, the World Federation of Democratic Youths convention, 30,000 people there, all young communists, and the theme of the event was the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. So Putin is still covertly supporting the left, but they got this double game going. They're also putting on this family values Christian mask and courting the right-wing and conservative parties of Europe and even the United States. You have a lot of American Christians who believe that Putin is one of them and he's going to save them from the Muslim hordes. Even though it was Putin that drove the Muslim hordes into Europe and his great friend Angela Merkel that enabled it, they still somehow think he's their friend.
So, and George Soros, too. Didn't he have a lot to do with it, too?
Well, see, this is the thing. A lot of American Christians and conservatives, they very rightly despise George Soros. So do many of the European conservatives. They realize what a menace he is. And Putin every now and then criticizes Soros. So therefore, Putin must be our friend because he hates Soros. Well, you got to think a little bit about George Soros. He was a young Jewish boy in Hungary in World War II, and he was actually fostered out to a Christian family to protect him from the Nazis, and the father of that Christian family was a capo. His job was to confiscate Jewish property for the Nazis, and little George used to tag along, said it was great fun. This is in his own words.
Yep.
Well, then the Soviets invade Hungary, and they were hanging Nazi collaborators from the lampposts. They were shooting them and sending them to Siberia. Yet little Georgi Soros was allowed to leave Soviet-occupied Hungary, travel through Soviet-occupied Austria, through numerous Soviet checkpoints out to the West. How would you do that as a Nazi collaborator had you not made a deal with the Soviet authorities? I believe Soros has been working for the KGB his entire life. I think they have funneled him financial tips and laundered money through him to build up his fortune and are using him to subvert the West. I think Soros is a Russian agent. But Putin plays this double game of criticizing Soros, which then gets the American conservatives thinking, yeah, Putin's our buddy, great, you know. Meanwhile, he's got between 6 and 20,000 nuclear weapons pointed at this country. Yeah, he's our friend, all right. You know, he supports Black Lives Matter.
Let me take
a
pause there, because I have a question, but we also have a caller, which I am delighted to take in just one moment. We do have about, 6-7 minutes left. And the question I'm going to pose to you, but I'm going to let the caller ask also, is this is so overwhelming. And we have less than, 3 weeks till an election. It seems so overwhelming. It could be so depressing to hear all this and to think, you know, it's one thing to be David and Goliath, but I feel like a puny little nothing compared to all of this. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way, too. Let's hold it there. And caller Doug in Iowa, thank you so much for being our very first caller. Do you have a question for Trevor Loudon?
Well, one thing I question Trevor on is if Trump wins, do we look for global repercussions? Because, people would fold the money before 9/11, and it had the towers coming down in different levels. You fold the new $100 bill. People say there's contrails coming in on one high rise and a tidal wave coming over the other high rise, which match Revelation 7.
Okay. Hold it right there, and we'll even give you a follow-up. Trevor, what do you say to our caller Doug?
Well, look, I'm not a Bible prophet. I'm not an expert on biblical prophecy, so I can't say that. I can say this. Trump wins, he is going to do to the Communist Party of China what Reagan did to the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Now, Reagan did not defeat the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. He forced them into a major retreat, which they're now coming back from. But he will finish off the Communist Party of China. And we're in for a period of, you know, a very tumultuous period, I think. You know, if Biden wins, it's over. Well, he will sell the country to China. They will occupy this nation. They will finish this nation off. That's the deal.
If, never Trump has there wins, been we've higher got stakes.
Yeah, never has there been higher stakes. Trump can help to save this country if we elect him.
God help us. I hope so. I don't care what your religion is. No religion at all. Pray that he wins. Caller, Doug, did you have a quick follow-up? And then we're going to have to let you go.
Well, just for a lot of my friends that they know that I've prepped for the last 15 years, they say, well, we're going to come to your place if something happens. I met a pastor telling me that.
And yeah, they thought you were a nut back then. Now they're not saying that anymore, are they, Doug?
Well, you know,
people are more uneasy than ever. I mean, but I quote to them the scripture about the wise and the foolish virgins. They said, the foolish virgins asked for oil for their lamps.
I apologize. We're going to have to let you go because your connection isn't that good. Trevor, a comment on that, and then I want to get your answer to my question if I can.
Yeah, look Doug is wise to be preparing for the worst, but we should also be hoping for the best and fighting. This doesn't have to happen. We don't have to sink into chaos. You know, we've got a president who will fight for us. We've got some decent people in the GOP. We've got a massive grassroots base who loves the country, many of them Democrats, who are waking up. Look, yes, by all means, prepare. But, look, we should be out there actively involved in making sure we win. That's the most important thing. So if we lose, it doesn't matter how how prepared you are, you're still going to be in for a lot of grief.
It is stunning that we've ever seen such, as I've said, this is for all the marbles, baby. This is it. I have never seen a time. And that, we have only 2 minutes, so I apologize. I want to make sure everybody goes to trevorlouden.com, watches his movie on Amazon Prime called The Enemy Within. He has backed it up with research and everything else. So for those of us who are getting a little overwhelmed by all this terrible bad news, you've already said, you know, we gotta get Trump reelected. But with so much bad poison happening, you know, other than Trump winning, which, you know, he's only one guy, you know, how do you prevail over this much infiltration and this much treason and tyranny? I mean, it's overwhelming to most people.
Look, this could be dealt with pretty quickly, you know. President Trump could put an amnesty out there after the election. You got 3 months. Every foreign agent, every traitor in the country has to come forward. If they come forward and spill their guts, expose all their networks, you get witness protection and you escape jail if you spill everything. If at the end of 3 months you haven't done that, you are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You'd probably have to put 3,000 or 4,000 people in jail. You'd have to clean out a lot of government departments, and the country would be a massively
different place.
You know,
like Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, people like that.
Those sort of people, you know. But even a lot of lower-level ones. But it wouldn't actually be that difficult with the political will to do it. This can actually be turned around. But the first step is winning the election. Then we start going after the internal enemies.
What a blessing. What a wellspring of knowledge. Trevor Louden, can't wait to talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us, Trevor. TrevorLouden.com, everybody. Go there and learn stuff you may not want to know. When we come back, my friend Ted Harvey will join us. Oh, boy, do we have fun with him. Karen Cataline on the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman. I'm delighted to be filling in for him. Stay tuned for the last half hour of the show. We'll be right back after
this. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils that we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
That's really cool music. I like that. Sort of sounds like fanfare for the common man, doesn't it? And you know what? That's what we are hoping for. Not only fanfare for the common man, but fanfare for the common American. The American not being so common at all. America is under attack. It boggles my mind the number of people who somehow are living in it, as Trevor Loudon said, and don't know it. They don't know that America is under attack. But here to talk about that and so much more is a longtime friend of mine, former state senator Ted Harvey. He could talk about anything. Now, it doesn't matter what it is, but he is doing his part, I'm telling you, to reelect Donald Trump in roughly 3 weeks from now. He served as a White House staffer under President Ronald Reagan, a district office manager for Congressman Joel Heffley, and in Colorado's House of Representatives. That's part of how I know him. He was a Colorado delegate at the GOP convention and chairman of the Committee to Defend the President, PAC. And boy, does he do great work. Welcome to the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman, Ted Harvey.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm honored.
I'm honored always to speak to you, and you're always so accessible. I love that because you understand the power, not only the Power Hour, but the power of talk radio, which leftists simply cannot do. Okay.
That's right.
So I went over to your website.
Facebook and Twitter can't shut you off.
Well, and, you know, we're going to get to that because you just can't jump up and down enough to talk about the blatant out and out in-your-face censorship, so un-American. Why don't we just start there? We get a smoking gun report from the New York Post. I've always liked the New York Post about Hunter Biden and blatant corruption, pay to play, not even, but just selling out the United States of America to the communist Chinese, and Twitter doesn't want to allow anybody to hear it. We've been talking about that because, you know, people's friends out there, listeners out there, they have friends and relatives who've never heard this story. And if they're listening only to CNN and other such places, they will never, ever know. What do you think about this going on here?
Oh, I'm outraged. I'm trying to figure out what I'm most outraged about. Am I most outraged about the fact that the former vice president and the administration was so corrupt that they allowed Joe Biden and his son and his family, not just his son, but his entire family, to take advantage of that position to ingratiate the family and you know, collect millions, if not billions, of dollars for their family? That is the most disgusting thing possible. Next is the fact that Twitter and Facebook is shutting everybody down and not allowing anybody to share it, and the rest of the media is not covering it whatsoever. Those two things are bad enough, but the worst part about it is that the FBI and the intelligence community had this laptop back in December when the whole Ukrainian investigation started, and then the impeachment started, and they put America through hell, they put the President of the United States through hell, and they did not tell the White House that they had this information. It is exculpatory information that, by law, the FBI was supposed to give this to the administration, and they didn't do it. They went through the entire impeachment knowing that they had this information, showing that there was corruption with the Biden vice presidential efforts, and the FBI held that back. It only took it took the whistleblower to come forward and provide that information to Rudy Giuliani for it to become public. And that is what I'm most pissed off about, is the fact that the FBI and the intelligence community have been doing everything they possibly can to destroy the candidacy of Donald Trump and to destroy the administration, to influence the elections in November. And, I mean, what's worse, China interfering in our elections or our own government interfering in our elections?
What's worse, our own government elected officials selling out the country? Last I checked, that's treason, isn't it? They're
that's
enriching themselves at the expense of the peace, freedom, and survival of the country that put them in power. Wow. Seems like treason to me. I ain't no lawyer. I said ain't on purpose. But even some Republicans, Ted Harvey, were colluding with this, weren't they? What about Mike Lee? He had this information, didn't he? Isn't he like on the list to be Supreme Court Justice of the United States? Thank God Trump didn't choose him. Am I right?
Well,
do I have that right?
I don't know. I don't know who had this information beforehand, but I do know the FBI did. And the fact that it was treasonous behavior on behalf of Joe Biden, and it was known by the State Department, and the State Department didn't do anything with it, and it was known by the FBI, and the FBI colluded with Joe Biden to cover it up. The depths of the corruption and the swamp is so outrageous that if we do not win in November and literally clean out all of this crap in Washington, D.C., we have nobody else to blame but ourselves.
Well, and we've been infiltrated in so many areas of American life right under our noses without even, you know, really saying much. But now those infiltrators are coming out of the closet, shall we say, and we're beginning to see just how far-reaching this kind of you know, I'm running out of adjectives, really.
Right. You look at academia, where we have professors being put in jail for colluding with China. We have the NBA, which is in the tank for China. We have now our intelligence community. We have the Obama administration. We have you go on and on and on and on and on. Where is it that that China has not infiltrated our society and literally tried to bring us down? It's impossible.
Yeah, and they've been under the radar for so long, but they've been here all along. Now, let's shift gears just a little bit. First off, let me give out the number, because Ted Harvey loves taking phone calls, don't you, Ted?
I love to.
I know. I love live talk radio. And, of course, this program will go out to lots of other media outlets after the fact. But if you are listening live, you are welcome to ask Ted Harvey a question at 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Now, on a slightly more upbeat note, what are you doing? And the Committee to Defend the President, PAC, to help Donald Trump get elected so that, as Trevor Loudon said, we can put all this down, this communist infiltration into our country down. Because, you know, all bets are off if we don't get him reelected.
Well, I think that the Democrats are doing everything they possibly can to get the riots off of the front page of the newspapers and off of the headlines of the television stations, local television stations, because for 2 months, 3 months, CNN and all of the network TV stations across the country never showed the riots, the violent riots on the streets of America. But the American people, when they were watching their local news, they were seeing these riots that were going on, and they were realizing that their communities were on fire while their Democrat mayors and Democrat governors were doing nothing to stop it. That was having a horrific impact on Joe Biden's support of suburban moms. And so they're trying to change that discussion, but those riots are still going on. And we, with the Committee to Defend the President, are reminding those suburban moms about just what is going on the streets of America, and that these mayors and governors that are supporting this are actually endorsing Joe Biden. The left has taken over the Democrat Party. Joe Biden is just the face that they have put up as the president, as their nominee. But the left has taken over the Democrat Party. The left has taken over the media. And if we elect them, this is what we're going to continue to have on the streets of America, is complete lawlessness and mob rule. And the suburban moms don't want to see that coming out to suburbia. They're fearful for their families, for their way of life, and for their kids, and they are not supporting it. So we are putting $3 million into Arizona, which is a key state for us to win this time around. Trump won it by about 10,000 votes last time, and we have to make sure that he holds it this time. So we are going after Arizona, and we're going to do everything we can to hold it.
Well, Ted, here's the thing that always comes up in my mind when I see this. I mean, number one, you're doing something that's so critically important. You're going to the heart of the matter. And that is, who are inciting these riots, this civil unrest? Who are dividing the country? Who are the people who are creating the misery and the unhappiness and the unrest? It is politicians, unelected bureaucrats, health department hacks who are infringing upon the rights of law-abiding citizens, making their lives a living hell. And who didn't see it coming that for the constituency of the left, and the most fundamentally supportive of the left are people that are really quite uninformed, that they were going to blame it all on Donald Trump. And furthermore, to bribe and blackmail people that all you have to do is put us in charge and we'll make it stop. That's so diabolical, Ted. It's so diabolical that sometimes I just sputter and I can't even answer. I mean, I'm a talk show host. I should be able to. But at this point, I'm sputtering. What do you tell your ad is spectacular. I'm looking at it on my screen right now, and we'll make sure everybody sees it and can send it. But how do you set the record straight in a 20-second soundbite that helps people understand that they are lying to you?
Well, not only are they lying to you, they are complicit in setting it up, and that being the media. I mean,
yes.
You look what happened here in Denver, Colorado, a week and a half ago, and the media knew who the rebel rousers were from the Antifa side of things, and there was a pro-police rally in downtown Denver. The media knew that this rebel rouser from the Antifa folks was going to be there, and they talked to them. They followed them as this guy tried to pick fights with everybody. And then when an altercation broke out, and it wasn't even fisticuffs, it was just screaming and yelling, one of the guys that was from the pro-police side walks away, and the security guard for the media tries to grab the mace out of the pro-police guy's hand, and he pulls back and tries to get him away. And the security guard for the media, who was following the Antifa guy, pulls out a gun and shoots the pro-police guy. They are not only covering up the Antifa violence, they are actually promoting it, and then they're having their security guards get engaged and shoot somebody in cold blood on the streets of Denver.
This is heartbreaking
they're culpable. What we're seeing by the media is they are culpable in what is happening on the streets of America.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why that story is so huge. It's the murder of Lee Keltner from Colorado, probably in your old district. I think he's might be from Douglas County in Colorado. And what we are finding is the media were prepared immediately, almost immediately, to say that the shooter was not from Antifa. Now, that's like saying when, God forbid, there's a terrorist attempt, we know, even though he yelled Allahu Akbar, he wasn't a jihadist. This is the kind of thing, including turning the perpetrator into the victim and the victim into a perpetrator through propaganda that we're watching. I mean, they're worthy of Baghdad Bob. Remember Baghdad Bob? There are no Americans in Baghdad. They are saying the exact opposite of what's true. That's why I sputter. So I'm glad you're up on that. And this made national news, by the way, this story of this murder of a patriot. And I believe that they're doing this in order to make an example of anybody who dares to stand up and exercise their First Amendment rights. What do you think?
Well, what is worse is that the press called it a far right protest against Antifa, who was doing a food bank or something like that. It was not far right. What is the definition of far right?
No.
I mean, they always say that, but they never say far left when peaceful protesters are marching in downtown Denver and burning down the streets of Denver and shooting up the state capitol. Did you ever hear them saying the far left? No. What these people were patriotic, God-fearing Americans who are starting to say enough is enough with what's going on the streets of America, and they're protesting back literally peacefully. They're not burning anything down, they're not shooting anybody.
This particular one wasn't even a protest. The media reported it as dueling protests, like dueling debates or dueling town halls. They weren't dueling anything. And that's another thing, is they're trying to create moral equivalence where there is none. There is no moral equivalence where people are gathering peacefully to exercise their First Amendment rights. And other people were saying, you are no longer allowed to exercise, you are no longer allowed to have a First Amendment in this country. That is probably, that was the motive here. And they wanted to make news. They had guys following others around in cameras. I cannot emphasize enough to people around the country that if you are a part of a gathering, regardless, one of the biggest strategies that they use is to, while they're pummeling you about the head and shoulders, they're screaming, get your hands off me, get your hands off me. This is how these folks are trained to implicate their victims as the perpetrators so they can appear as victims. It's ugly and it's treacherous. Your comment about that, and then we have enough time to talk about Committee to Defend the President and how people can donate to you, because you're still raising money, right?
Most definitely we're still raising money. My final comment to that was, all of that was for show for the media, and all of their headlines was that it was a right-wing protest. And it was not right-wing. There is no, they were just American citizens downtown Denver saying, we're standing up for the police. If standing up for the police is right-wing, then hopefully all of America is right-wing, and they are supporting the police against these radical thugs that are burning down the streets of America. Enough on that.
Right, right. And yeah. Before we get to that, we actually do have a couple more minutes. It's so patently obvious to people who are law-abiding citizens that the police are the thin blue line, as is often said, between us and true chaos, tyranny, and being picked off like goldfish in a goldfish bowl. This same left, I'd like you to comment on this because you were in the state Senate and you battled many, many, many battles. We were told by a lying group of leftists that they didn't want to take away our guns, that we should really trust the police, right? And then we find out that their goal is to keep us and keep everyone disarmed and then take away the police so we have absolutely no ability to defend ourselves from tyranny. Ugly stuff, but I'd like you to comment on that in our several few minutes left.
Well, the end result of that is Chicago, Illinois, where they are defunding their police. They're telling the police that they can't intervene when there is violence going on. And they're telling the citizens of Chicago that they can't own guns and can't defend themselves. And so what we have is the criminals are never going to follow the law. They're always going to have guns, and you are going to see chaos on the streets of America, just like you're seeing on the streets of Chicago, where 50 people are getting shot over the weekend and tens of people are getting killed. If you follow the chain of thought, the logic of the Democrats, and this is the Democrats, these are the people who are running the Democrat Party. It's not your left-wing radicals at the far fringe of society. This is the Democrat Party of today. If you follow mm-hmm. their logic, this is what it's going to lead to in Chicago, Illinois. And if that's what you want, then vote for Joe Biden. If you want the rule of law to come back to the streets of America, you have to get out and you have to vote for Donald Trump and Mike Pence.
Yeah. So I usually don't ask people to prognosticate, because when I'm a guest, I don't like to prognosticate. I'm watching along with everyone else, but you're on the inside of a lot of things. Are you cautiously optimistic? What are you thinking?
Well, I think if you look at all of the polls, the president, Donald Trump, has not led in a single poll in 5 years. And he is still not leading in any
president.
Polls.
Go figure.
And he's president of the United States. And if you look at the polls that are coming out now in the swing states, they are all have Joe Biden up by 3%, surprisingly, which is all within the margin of error. And I believe that the American people are going to rise up just like they did 4 years ago, and they are going to elect Donald Trump to be president of the United States again. If you look at just in Pennsylvania, where Trump lost by 40,000 votes, I mean, won by 40,000 votes in Pennsylvania last time, and Biden is ahead in the polls, 200,000 people, new people, have purchased handguns in the last several months that never had handguns before. What their psychology is in the voters in Pennsylvania. Yeah. They're scared.
Ted, I got to wrap up the show. I only got 2 minutes, and this is my big, you know, fill-in moment. Tell everybody. Actually, I'll tell them. First of all, thank you, Ted Harvey. And go to www.committeetodefendthepresident.com. Give them some money because they spend it well and they're working on getting Arizona. Thank you and a whole lot more. Look at those videos. They are wonderful. Thanks, Ted Harvey. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you having us on. Go to our website. We are out there on the fringe, doing everything we possibly can to get this president elected, doing things the campaign can't do and doing things the RNC definitely won't do. Please give us money and help us get these ads out.
You betcha. Thanks, Ted. Well, boy, that's the quickest 2 hours I've done of talk radio in a long time. Please come visit me at www.karencataline.com. I would love to connect with you on Twitter, on Facebook, if they'll still let us. You know, we got to get out there and speak up. And thank you to everyone at the Power Hour, and thanks to Daniel Brigman, to Todd, our producer, and thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And maybe you'll tune in tomorrow on WSMN. Just go to my website, and you'll find out the new expanded Spouting Off Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Thank you to everyone at the Power Hour. I'm signing off. Stick a fork in me. I'm done.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.